Both during and after his hockey career, Gino Ogic devoted much of his time to inspiring Indigenous youth in Canada. He traveled across Canada, visiting Indigenous communities and holding workshops to mentor young people and encourage them to follow their dreams, not just in hockey but in life. That focus on community is one of the reasons why Ogic became so popular with the Vancouver Canucks. It wasn't just his willingness to take on anyone in a fight or scrum, though that was born of a sort of community-mindedness as well. Defending his teammates at all costs, it was his connection to the people. He always had time for everyone. Ogic serves as the inspiration as well for the Canucks' special warm-up jersey for the team's First Nation Celebration Night on March 2. The design incorporates a thunderbird, a powerful spirit in Indigenous myth, particularly in the Pacific Northwest. The thunderbird is paired with the dynamic flying skate Canucks logo that Ogic wore so proudly for the Canucks during his career. The shoulder patch is based on the medicine wheel, which represents the balance of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual elements in health and well-being. It's ringed with 8 feathers, representing Ogic's 8 seasons with the Canucks. On the back, the numbers feature a traditional Anishinaabe design. The jersey was designed by Ogic's cousin, artist Jay Ogic, who previously designed a logo for the Ottawa Senators. Jay Ogic is primarily a comic book artist and created the Anishinaabe superhero Kagaji, aka The Raven, turning it from a graphic novel into an animated series, which aired in both the English and Algonquin languages. Gino provided a voice for one of the characters on the animated series, and Jay shared how much that meant to him in a Facebook post when Gino passed away. Challenged by producers to find a big name for the show and with a limited budget, Jay reached out to his cousin, who said yes without hesitation. Even while dealing with his amyloidosis diagnosis and not given much time to live, Gino still kept his commitment, voicing a warrior spirit for the show, then promptly donating his paycheck to charity. When Gino was receiving treatment, Jay visited him to thank him for helping out the show. "I was taken aback by his condition at that time. I thought maybe I was saying goodbye, is the best way I can put it," recalled Jay in his post. "He was tired and I wanted to let him rest, so I made it quick and thanked him. He looked me in the eye and this is what he said, in its entirety, verbatim, because I will never forget it. 'This will be good for kids? Yeah, cuz. I promise this will be good for kids.'" Even in the hospital, fighting for his life, Gino wanted to inspire Indigenous youth. There is no one more deserving of Jay's fantastic tribute jersey design than his cousin. According to the VanBase website, proceeds from the sale of the First Nations collection will go to Musqueam, Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations youth programs,